أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We continue our theme توجيهات أخلاقية من التجارب اليومية, moral guidance from everyday experiences. At a most crucial time in Muslim history, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam with a few Muslims were to engage in the first battle in Islam, the decisive battle of Badr, a battle mentioned by name in the Quran, and Muslims were outnumbered 3-1, outmatched not only in manpower and in experience, but also surpassed by the enemies in means of war, in weapons, and in steeds of the battle. In other words, more horses, more rides, and so on, much better equipped than the Muslim army, which were only 313. The meager Muslim defenders came down into the valley of Yalyal to meet the powerful, invincible army of Quraysh. And initially, they chose to form their defense at the first well that they encountered. Hubab bin al-Mundhir, one of the companions of Rasulullah, not very well known, radiallahu an, he asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam a question. He said, "Ya Rasulullah, is this decision of yours to fight here, to make the army, the lines here, the defense here, is this divine instruction from Allah, or is this merely your opinion about it?" So Rasulullah said, "Bal huwa ra'i wal harbu makida." He said, "You know, this is my opinion, and remember, war is strategy." So he said, "Ya Rasulullah, فَإِنَّ هَذَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِمَنْزِلٍ." If it's purely that, then this is not the right place to be at. And he suggested that the Muslim army advance towards the last well, not the first well where they were near Medina, so that the enemies won't have access to water. In other words, the Quraishi army outnumber the Muslims in numbers, they outnumber them in manpower, and also, of course, equipment and preparation. But we will be better prepared in defending because we will have at our disposal water resource. And maybe if they don't have water, they may turn back. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam accepted his option. Now who is Hubab al-Mundhir? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam received revelations directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet he did not shy away from listening to an alternate suggestion. And in fact, when he found the other option to be logically and practically a better one, he openly accepted another perspective above his own perspective. And he did this at one of the most crucial stages, a watershed moment in the history of Islam, in the history of the Muslims. You see, it's absolutely important that we as social beings realize that every human being is an individual. And each person with their own feelings, their own understandings, and their own sense of dignity. Validating people to confirm that they are valuable and that they are appreciated is fundamentally important in any human relationship. When people are wrong, you tell them they are wrong. When they are guilty, they are punished. When they are right, you approve of them. But you don't dismiss people. And very often in human relationship, spousal relationship, in management, among workers, among friends, family, we are dismissive sometimes of people. Rasulullah did not dismiss the suggestion of a man at the most crucial stage in Islamic history. And one of the companions said, "Kana Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." This is the style of the Rasul. "Yuqbil bi wajhi wa hadithi ala ashr al-qawm yata'allafuhum bidhalik." Rasulullah used to meet people, even the worst of people. He used to meet them with a positive countenance. He used to turn to them when they speak. He used to turn them with full attention when they spoke. And he said personally, "فَكَانَ يُقْبِلُ بِوَجْهِ وَحَدِيثِ عَلَيَّ." He did the same to me. Whenever I spoke to him, he would turn and pay full attention to me. حَتَّى ظَلَنْتُ أَنِّي خَيْرُ الْقَوْمِ. He spoke to me in a way that I felt when he spoke to me, I was the best of all people. The Rasul made me feel that way. You see, the prophetic model of excellence was such that he would acknowledge the worth of people and never be dismissive of any individual, even in dire situations like this. And this is in keeping with the commands of Allah, the etiquette of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the general behavior of people of character and of good people. As an example, let's consider Khawla bint Tha'laba. She complained to the Prophet about her husband who divorced her by an ancient mean of divorce, where the husband could just say some word and it was she was dismissed as a wife. He was divorced. And she pleaded to Allah. She spoke to the Rasul and she pleaded to Allah, "How, you know, get me out of dhulm." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded to her plea. Qad sami'a, the first verse of the 28th juz. قد سمع الله قول التي تجادلك في زوجها وتشتكي إلى الله والله يسمع تحاوركما إن الله سميع بصير. This one verse, an entire book can be written about it. It says, Allah has indeed heard the statement of this woman. Who? Khawla bint Tha'laba. Allah says, he reveals a verse. Allah heard the plea of this woman who pleads with the concerning husband and carries a complaint in prayer to Allah. And Allah is the one who observes the argument of both sides. Tahawurakuma. Not one-sided. He observes both the sides. For Allah is the hearer and seer of all things. So, when Khawla spoke to the Prophet, Allah heard her plea and responded with direct revelation. Ibn Kathir, the interpreter of the Quran, may Allah be pleased with him, mentions in his tafsir, an incident during the Khalifa of Sayyidina Umar, the second Khalifa of Islam. And when Umar was attentively listening to an old lady talking to him while a man of the Quraysh was waiting for Umar. So the man, his name was Jarud bin Abdi. He said to Umar, Sayyidina Umar, when he saw him welcoming this old lady warmly and listening to us attentively, he said, "You left a man of the Quraysh waiting to listen to that old woman?" And Umar said, "Shame on you. Shame on you, Jarud. Do you know who that is?" He said, "No." He says, "This Khawla bint Tha'laba. Khawla, when she spoke, Allah listened to her." He said, "Innaha Khawla bint Tha'laba. Sami'a Allahu qawlaha min fawqa sab'a samawat." When she spoke, Allah listened to her from above the seven heavens. أَيَسْمَعُ رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ قَوْلَهَا وَلَا يَسْمَعُهُ عُمَرُ. You mean to say Allah, the Lord of the world, listened to her when she spoke and Umar can't listen to her? So, validation and acknowledgement of others is not only a mark of your respect for them and respecting people when you're engaging them, but it also is a reflection of your moral character and of your degree of emotional maturity. May Allah grant us to do what is best. And grant, you know, the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it's easier for Allah to burn down the Kaaba than to hurt the heart of a believer. How often do we burn down the Kaaba in that way? So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that we validate, respect, do what is right, but never be abusive or dismissive, especially of dear ones and loved ones. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله.